You know what is very funny in this, in the crisis, in the Ivory Coast crisis, is that everybody knows that the rebels are attacking every day the country, killing and destroying a part of the country, the north of the country. Nobody takes sanctions against the rebels. But what we observe right now is that the sanctions are against the victims, but not for those rebels who every day are killing people in the country. It is very funny. And I think that the sanction is very it is not justice doing that. I think that those who need sanctions are the rebels.
Why do you think the international community seem not to be listening to President Gbagbo's administration in this ongoing crisis?
I think that they make a very big mistake because the country, you know, right now is divided in two parts. The north is under the control of the rebels and Mr. Ouattara, and the south, as you know, it is under the control of Mr. Gbagbo and the National Army. And then what is very important to do is to create a dialogue between these two main persons in the country to rebuild the country. But if you want to use sanction, you want to use the military forces to force Gbagbo, that cannot solve the problem because Gbagbo is not alone. He is with half of the country.
There are also suggestions that the United Nations might also soon come up with sanctions. What is your government plans, in preparation towards these possible sanctions that might be imposed on President Gbagbo's administration?
We don't buy about sanctions. We are here in our country. What kind of sanction they can take? Just not to go to Europe. We don't need to go to Europe right now. We have a country. Those who want to see us will go with them. Those who want not to, who don't want to see us, we can go with them.
The rebels have intensified pressure with the aim of putting more pressure on the government to relinquish power to rival Alassane Ouattara. What is your security agencies doing about this, or what is your government doing about this?
You know, the violence is not the way to solve the crisis in Ivory Coast. This is not the good way. They try that since 2002. They attacked the country in September 2002 with the rebels. In 2004, the French army attacked directly the country, destroying all the heavy weapons of the country. But they couldn't get it out to Mr. Gbagbo. That means that the way of violence is not the way to solve the problem in the country. If we don't sit down and create the condition of dialogue, we cannot solve the problem in the country. Because we need unity, we need brotherhood, and we need to restore the power of the government on the whole country. No dialogue, no solution. Because they can destroy all the population to install a man that nobody wants to see in the south of the country.
What is your government message to Africans, ECOWAS, African Union, as well as the international community in this ongoing crisis?
Our message that right now, the Europeans have to know that they have to respect the African countries. We have law, we have a constitution, we have institutions. All of these institutions and constitutions can solve the problem in the country. They have to give up the country, and they will see that everything is going very good in Africa. But if they want to rule the country from Europe, like they did before the independence of the country, that can't go away.